T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On this fine Friday afternoon, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Some people say WIP.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah, it's an inadvertent when I do. But
yeah, it's not always, but sometimes it comes out that
way. That's what people say. All right, Beat the Hammer, a little Beat the Hammer action. Today it's brought to us by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe tonight for the Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Of course, you can win tickets. Now, how about this? You can win tickets tonight at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe. Tickets to the Eagles, tickets to see the Birds take on Tennessee at the Link on Sunday. So be there tonight. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, and our prize today for Beat the Hammer is a $50 gift card to Maggie's Waterfront Cafe, the aforementioned. Join Ava tonight out there at 6 o'clock for the Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game. Meet an Eagles player and Swoop and the cheerleaders as well. Good stuff as we turn to Beat the Hammer. And I got to turn this frown upside down after the last performance in which I lost. Still, though, an outstanding record of 203 wins, 32 losses. Let me say this. I'm going to do something, guys, I have not done for probably close to 2 years. I'm going to dedicate this Beat the Hammer.
Oh, wow.
Sean, you might remember I had a stretch where I was dedicating my Beat the Hammers. And
didn't
then,
go well.
I think yeah, I blocked it out.
I blocked it out because I started
That's
losing.
That's my point. I think it was not good. Yeah.
But I encountered a scenario recently so outrageous. I haven't told her this yet. She might be listening right now. I'm going to dedicate this Beat the Hammer victory, hopefully upcoming, to my cousin Judy. Why, oh, why would I dedicate, Sean, this upcoming Beat the Hammer to my cousin Judy? Because I found out, and this I found disgraceful, my own cousin, first cousin, John.
Was this prom cousin?
No. No. John, you're something I can't say. John, she roots against me in Beat the Hammer.
All right. Yes.
She told me the other day that she thinks that I am too arrogant when I win. And despite...
Where could she get that?
Despite...
My man, me!
Despite being a blood relative with the same grandmother and grandfathers. That was father. With our mothers being sisters. She roots against me. So, Judy, this one's for you.
Good work, Judy.
All right, Beat the Hammer. Our contestant today is Gary. We know he's rooting against me. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Gary, I don't need a win, but I'd like a win because I don't want to lose twice in a row. And, of course, I'm the Hammer, so I expect a win.
Joe, you nervous?
You there, Gary?
He has to be.
Are you nervous, Joe?
Oh, am I nervous? I am. I don't feel fully on top
of my
game.
You can tell. Gary can read that.
Joe, you're toast.
Well, I don't know if I'm toast.
Whoa!
That's Izell Jenkins. Joe. Gary, do you know who Izell Toast Jenkins is?
I'm going to dedicate this win also to your 33rd loss, Little Larry Bird.
This is great.
Little Larry Bird. All right, Gary, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I'll also say something that's sacrilegious, but I'll say it. Yeah, Larry Bird was better than Dr. J. I'm just saying. I mean,
no. All right, good luck, Joe.
I'm a bigger fan of Doc. Yeah, Larry Bird, Larry Legend. Gary, good luck to you, man. I'm going in the soundproof booth.
Good luck to you, too.
All right.
Gary is
confident.
Setting a new precedent.
I appreciate this. This is great. This is good stuff, Gary. We are slowly watching him make his way into the soundproof booth.
Yeah, he's done.
Being interrupted by people on the way. Mo, she's walking
Gary.
In the booth. Leave him alone. Here we go. All right. He is safely ensconced in the soundproof booth. Gary, you ready to Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. Kind of a weird week category-wise. So I got a double category this week. We're doing a little Eagles-Titans and also a little World Cup trivia today. Two biggest things going on right now. Gary, you ready to roll?
Yes.
Five questions. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. How many times has the United States reached the Final Four of the World Cup?
Zero.
A.J. Brown is one of four players who played for the Eagles at one time, made a Pro Bowl for the Titans. Name one of the other three.
Curse.
What country won the most recent World Cup in 2018?
France.
There are two NFC teams that both the Eagles and the Titans have beaten this season. Name one of them.
Washington.
In what country did the last World Cup take place in 2018?
Brazil.
All right, not bad. A three-pack. Not too bad,
you did a
buddy.
Great job, Gary.
That was really solid right there. You
with plenty of time to spare.
Yeah, we got a shot here, right? This is
yes.
good. This is good. We're going to put you on hold,
great.
Gary. We're going to put you on hold a three spot.
Woo.
Weave the hammer back into the studio.
All right, I have to try to subdue myself before he...
He's got a book in his hand, in case you're wondering. Oh. He's got a book under his arm. I don't know.
Look at studious
Joe. He's trying to show that he's, studious. And
the reader.
Erudite. Do you think he knows what that means?
What is going on here?
we were talking about you carrying a book in, like a library.
Well, I need to just make an announcement. This is not to our audience, but to any staff members here at WIP. There is a Charles Barkley book in the room I was
just in. Let me guess the announcement. You're taking the book.
Yes.
Borrowing? Is that what
it is? No, I'm going to take the book, but I'm going to say to anybody that works here, if this book is yours, then I'll give it back to you, or I'll give it to you immediately. I was just told walking down the hallway, apparently this book's been there for a couple weeks. So, they think it's for the take. So, I'll take it. Okay.
Look at you.
But just if it's someone else's book, just let me know. I'll give it back.
He's got one win, because you're not going to get two. You ready?
All right, this Gary guy. How do you do?
You're fine. You ready to roll?
Yeah, find out. I'm not feeling good, but okay.
All right, category for the week. The two biggest things going on right now. We got a little Eagles-Titans trivia. Mm. We got a little World Cup trivia.
Oh,
you ready
to
roll?
For the love of God. If it's not Maradona or Pele, I'm not going to get it, but let's go. This is
ready?
This is going to be a disaster. Go ahead.
Question number one.
World Cup freaking trivia.
How many times has the United States reached the Final Four of the World Cup?
I'll say zero.
A.J. Brown is one of four players who played for the Eagles who at one time made a Pro Bowl for the Titans. Name one of them. One of the other three.
I'll say Runyon.
What country won the most recent World Cup in 2018?
England.
There are two NFC teams that both the Eagles and Titans have beaten this season. Name one of them.
Washington.
In what country did the last World Cup take place in 2018?
I don't know. I'll say Japan. I have no idea. That's awful. That's awful.
It was like a...
I mean, World Cup trivia.
Easy 3-1. World... Three, one again.
World freaking cup.
Hey, you got to them right.
Oh my
God. This is USA made it once in 1930.
That wouldn't have made a difference. Where was the World Cup?
Let's go.
Russia. It was in Russia last year and France won the World Cup last time. Who got those right? At least got France.
World Cup trivia.
Suck it!
Yeah. And what
Gary,
was
it? You got to be, a Renaissance man when it comes to beat the hammer.
Oh my God,
man.
So, hey, Gary, by the way,
Gary nailed the World Cup question.
The Eagles players who made a Pro Bowl, as he got correct, Javon Curse, I thought was a super easy one.
Yep.
Jason Babin made a Pro Bowl as a Titan. And, Vince Young made a Pro Bowl as a Titan as well. And then France and then Washington. You said Green Bay. Both teams beat
that. I'll tell you, my cousin Judy better not be listening right now.
Shout out to Judy!
She'd be dancing. All right.
I bet she's happy.
Congratulations to Gary. Gary, you have bested the hammer.
Like that? Will come.
Oh, my God.
That is damn impressive.
Gary, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do here.
Shut his
hole. Have a good weekend. Joe, have a good weekend.
Gary called a shot,
Joe.
Too.
Oh,
he
Gary.
Did call
Gary
came
in. I'm the Maggie.
great job, Gary.
I'm honestly at a loss. I don't know what to say.
He knew he was going to win. He knew he would win from the get-go.
He dedicated to your 33rd loss. Like, he's good at dedicating him.
Oh, my God. Gary, do you have any final comments?
Please I'll call back next week to try to beat you again, brother.
Yes. Please, please get Gary, through.
Gary,
I'm
going to put you on hold so we can get your information.
Do back-to-backers, but call back soon. And,
all right, I'm putting you on hold so we can get your information. That's brutal.
Oh, wow. What a slump the Hammer's in.
I really don't know what to say other than
Slumpy Joe.
I'm going to please ask that we shut the music down. No, all right.
You're beat down right now, huh? I can see it on you.
Well, I just.
Because you lost fair and square 2 weeks ago. You just got beat.
I got beat.
Yeah.
Well,
uh oh.
So
the
I was.
Of the end
yeah,
of the
I didn't know if Runyon had made the Pro Bowl with
Runyon
the Titans.
Runyon only made one Pro Bowl ever, 2002. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know what's particularly crazy when so many guys get in now
that's,
with
they did that wrong.
Yeah, a mistake.
I mean, didn't Josh Sweat make it last year?
Yeah. I mean, now it's silly.
I mean, what a farce.
Runyon, you made it one time because I
that's
checked it out. Obviously, yeah. Wow.
All right, shut the music.
What's your pleasure?
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So not cool. James, can you always forget to turn the other music off?
Only when you lose. I don't normally forget.
All right. So satisfying.
I get too excited when you lose to worry about little things like
so
that.
So not happy right now.
Oh, it's great.
As soon as Gary got France winning the World Cup, I thought, there's a chance here.
Yeah, and I could have heard that in the last 2 weeks, but I haven't paid enough attention to the World Cup. So.
I lost.
I did. Fair and square. I did. All right, let's go to Kingsley in Drexel Hill. Hi, Kingsley. All right, he's not ready to go. Let's go to Gary in Whitehall. Hi, Gary.
Hello. Must be something with the name. How does that feel, Joe?
It feels crummy.
That's a good feeling, then, right?
No, it's not a good feeling to have crummy. Come on, man.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. I'm a little concerned with this week, only because of the running game and King Henry. If they at least contain him, they have a really good chance. I'm not saying they don't have a chance, but a better chance, because I'm not really sold on Tannehill. I'm not worried about the passing attack. They lack a solid tight end where they have one really good wideout. It's just Henry and actually Hillier too. So I mean,
yeah, he's not a bad player.
No, I mean, but they have a solid defense. So, but you know what though, it always seems like our running game comes to fruition when we go up against a top rushing defense. Did you ever take notice of that? Was that last year or the year before the Saints? They came in and like, oh, they're going to shut them down, and we just ran all over them?
Well, until the Eagles faced the Bucs in the playoffs, and then Vita Vea and those guys said, yeah, that's the end of the season.
But no, I'm not really concerned. I think if we can just maintain the time of possession, keep the turnovers down.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's every game, Gary. I hear you. Gary, give me a great answer, man. Who did it again? Like me, losing twice in a row and beat the Hammer.
Oh, that would have been my answer. But I'm going to go with the only guy to beat the GOAT twice in a big game, Eli Manning.
You know, that is a really good answer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is really amazing, John. I like that answer.
Me too.
And don't normally, credit the Giants or Eli.
Warms
but
my heart.
It's pretty amazing. Hall of Famer or not, John, I go thumbs down. I go actually definitive thumbs down. Where do you stand on Eli in the Hall?
Well, he's really straddling that line.
Yep.
The two Super Bowls really help his cause. I think eventually it'll be, he'll be one of those guys that they take forever on. But
maybe.
I think he'll get it.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you two reasons why I think Eli's not a Hall of Famer. Number one, he was not a Hall of Fame regular season quarterback. Like, if you just took his regular season career.
Oh, he was like the worst. There were a couple of seasons where he threw the most picks in the league.
Just,
he was like, one of the worst quarterbacks on certain years.
To me, under no circumstance would you say he was a regular season Hall of Famer. That's reason one. Reason two, I don't know if you know this, John. Other than those years, in 2 years when they won the Super Bowl, he never won a playoff game. Other than those 2 years.
They were the
only 2 years he won a playoff game.
Yeah.
So I just can't put two exceptional playoff runs and take a guy who was, like, above average, but not nearly a Hall of Famer. It's like, okay, that makes him a Hall. I don't buy it. Coming up, I'll tell you what I do buy. Brian Westbrook on our show. Looking forward to having B. West on next. We'll talk to him about the Birds, rock all the calls as well. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.